Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Hi, folks. This is James, and I just want to say in advance, I apologize for the audio quality on my end. We had some technical issues, and what ended up happening is my audio was recorded inadvertently through my stupid webcam. So it's very bassy, sounds very horrible. It's actually how I really sound in real life, without all the fancy schmancy microphones. So enjoy the podcast. It's a good one. It just sounds terrible.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening. You want some of this?
Hey. This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode 53, brought to you the week of January the 21st. I am your host. My name is James. And this podcast happens to be a podcast that has to do with telling our funny life stories and inviting you and others to do the same. I have some guest hosts today, very special guest hosts coming to us from various podcasts, namely Girls Night In. I have Kim and Rachel. Say hi, ladies.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Oh, I think you were telling us to say hi to everybody. Hi, everybody.
Hi, people.
This is Kim.
Yeah.
This is Rachel.
It's Rachel. Rachel's on a walkie-talkie, and we're glad she made it in. She's currently serving in Iraq, so we love you. We're hats off to you. Welcome, guys. Let's talk a little bit about where you guys are from and all that. Right after, I almost forgot, have to mention our sponsor. Today we are sponsored by Connie from Ohio, also known as Konzo on the forums. Thank you so much for your sponsorship. She said she wanted to have a little message read, so here it goes. I'd like to dedicate my sponsorship to my husband, Dr. Johnzo. Okay, I have to use a Connie voice because people are going to think this is me talking to her husband. So, I'd like to dedicate my sponsorship to my husband. No, that would not. That's offensive. Here we go. To Dr. Johnzo, who is living up to his Mr. Fix-It name by tearing up our wood floor to make a tile inlay. I meant to look that up on Google Images. At the moment, he is ear-deep in sawdust and has made the smoke alarms go off at least 3 times and has to keep chasing the dogs away so they don't chew on the wood chunks. Apparently, wood chunks make small dogs barf for some reason. I wish I'd known that. My mom was a dog breeder, and she bred Yorkies and poodles and Maltese, and I'd be buying wood chips by the gallon if I could, by the bushel.
That's not a good thing.
Anyway, she says, I want to wish you and Jen your own Mr. Fix-It as you are working on the house to make it livable. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We are definitely working on the house. So now tell me about Girls Night In podcast, and then Rachel, tell me about the Sims 2 Challenges podcast.
Well, the Girls Night In podcast, it's myself, Rachel, and two other girls. So there's 4 hosts on the show, and we do 2 podcasts a month, and we talk about 1 movie a month, and we have 1 discussion topic a month. And, you know, we are 4 girls from different parts of the United States. We met online and decided that we got along so well that we needed to have our own little podcast. And initially, it was just going to be kind of a movie review show. And it turns out that we're a little bit more comedy-based than just a movie review, although we do a movie once a month. We have a lot of fun, and you can find us at girlsnightinpodcast.com.
That's right. And it's not just for girls, right?
No, it's not. It just happens that we're 4 girls. And this is what we do when we stay in. So that's why we call it the Girls Night In.
I had to explain that because we have a lot of middle school listeners, and they're like, ew, girls have cooties, and they won't go over them. And they would be afraid they'd get cooties in the inside of their ears because of their pods that they're sticking in their ears. So
yeah, no, we're just happy to be 4 girls. We do our shows live too, except we do ours on TalkShoe, and we get a lot of men that actually call into the show live and talk with us and share some of their stories too.
All right, so So, guys, yeah, if you're getting cooties, you're at least sharing them with some pretty good guys. So, sounds good. Cooties are cooties are having to spread pretty thin, so your chances of infection are minimal. So,
and we sprayed on with Lysol before and afterwards, so we're good.
That's right. That would be offensive, what I all said, if we weren't talking to the middle schoolers, because they just have to have special speeches sent out to them, because they get scared easily. So, Rachel, tell us a little bit about Sims 2 Challenges. I'm assuming it's about the game Sims 2?
Yep, for the PC. And different players write up rules that are usually set on a theme called challenges, and then other people go and play them. And every other Tuesday night, I bring a different challenge to the community. And I also do what are called quick tip episodes that just give certain tips on how to play the game better.
Cool. Now, give me an example challenge. I've played a little bit of Sims, the first one. What's an example challenge?
My favorite challenge is actually called Toddlermania. You start out with one adult Sim and seven toddlers, and you have to raise them from toddlers up to children, and it's amazingly hard.
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update.
Okay, it's weekly update time. I have so many, I'm going to go first. First of all, I was at Honker Beans. It's this coffee shop down the street. It's brand new, weird name, cool place, privately owned, the whole thing. And I'm in this new area of town now that I've moved called Lee Summit, and it's known as like the prepster side of town, where everybody's all cool and they use they use nicknames for everything. And this place is brand new, right? So I'm sitting there and I hear this lady going, "Yeah, the honk." She's on her cell phone. She's like, "The honk." And she keeps saying this over and over again to her friend on the other end. And I'm like, this place hasn't even been open long enough to have a nickname yet. But you're so stinking trendy, you've got to be calling it the honk. Well, anyway, I go to get a refill and I look up at the menu and there's a sandwich called the honk. And and I'm an idiot. So I prejudged. Apparently, the lady on the other end did not say, "Where are you?" I'm at the honk. She had actually asked her, "What did you end up getting?" And she's like, "I got the honk." So I'm not going back there because I just apparently can't handle it. Well, no, it's the other thing is I got a soda and they forgot to give me the cup. They throw me a cup. I go to start filling it up. I'm drinking soda at a coffee shop, you know, because I hate coffee. So, but I like looking cool. So I get a coffee cup and fill it with soda. But
it's the looks that matter here, James.
Yeah, it does. I'm not cool. I just pretend to be. And so anyway, my cup is I'm filling it up and I stop and the foam settles. And it, you know how when your foam is settling, it's not foam. It's the carbonation bubbles. They start to settle. You know, the surface goes down, down, down. Well, even after it stopped, the level of soda in the cup continued to go down. And as I begin to move away, I start hearing the sound. I don't know how to say this, the sound of urination, for a guy there, you know, like liquid falling from a height of about 4 feet. And I look down and my cup has a pretty good hole going in the side of it. And it's peeing down on the floor. And that's why my soda, and so I put the soda back up to the drain tray underneath the soda machine, and the guy's like, "Hey, can I help you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, my cup has to go to the bathroom," and I'm showing him, and he, I don't know why, neither of us thought this, I could have just dumped the cup out, but I guess it's this male thing where I was showing respect for the cup, you know, go ahead and finish, but the man behind the counter handed me a tiny shot glass paper cup, and I put the urine stream into the little cup and handed him the entire configuration, and then he went and threw it in the trash. And so I don't know what to blame that on. I don't, maybe it's just a guy thing, but it was like I could have just dumped the cup out and it never occurred to me to do that. But yeah, my cup, it's the pee cup. It happened.
Hindsight 2020, huh?
Oh, yeah. And speaking of liquids, my wife and I were driving the other day. I have 2 weeks of updates. That's the thing. We didn't do a live show last week, but we were going to sign the paperwork to close on our home, and I had a water bottle in my hand, and you know the thing with water bottles in the car, you unscrew the lid, you take a drink, you put the lid back on. I don't know why you do that. You don't do that any other time, but anyway, so I'd done that, and my wife says, "Turn left up here," and I go, "Over here," and I gesture with the bottle, and and water just flies everywhere because I had not put the lid on. And I didn't even notice water had flown everywhere because I was looking over there where I had pointed. And my pregnant wife is freaking out. She hits the ceiling. The baby comes out for a moment, says, "What the heck?" and goes back in. I mean, it was just, it was terrifying. And
you know,
she
I
was
did that once with a bottle of ketchup at a restaurant by accident.
She wanted to get mad at me and beat me down, but she started laughing and the day was saved. Yeah. Oh, so good. I'm going to skip the next one. It was just about making a paint guy wait out in the truck forever, but that's not even funny. The last thing is Sunday morning, I was guesting at another church. I was supposed to minister over there. It's really far away, so we got up super early, and the temperature here in KC that evening was like 60 below. And I go out to the car to warm it up early, and it looks like somebody has thrown rock salt all in my car. And I'm going, oh my gosh, somebody came in here, and it looks like rock salt and beach sand. It's just that color. And it takes me a little while to figure it out, but a can of Diet Cherry Pepsi had exploded in the night and had just sent frozen shards of Diet Pepsi all over the car.
Oh, no.
It was all over the dashboard, over the baby seat. I'm in my suit, so it's all over the seats. But luckily, it was frozen, stinking solid, and I took the ice scraper and literally just scraped the seats and the dashboard and the steering wheel, and I'm scraping frozen soda out of the car. I'm scooping it into the cup holders so when it melts, it'll at least be contained, you know? So it was actually pretty, you know, as far as those things go, it was pretty convenient, you know?
It probably didn't get a chance to absorb into the seats either, did it?
No, well, I have a Honda Element, and they the official phrase for the kind of seats I have are crud-proof. It was in the flyer. And so, they're crud-proof seats, and so they don't get dirty, in theory. My two-year-old is definitely giving that the beat down. But, no, it worked out, and we got there safe, and me and my wife just sat on towels, and my three-year-old wanted to sit on a towel, too. And we told her for the first time what ghetto meant and how she didn't want to be ghetto like Mom and Dad. And, so that was my weekly updates, plural. So it's your turn, folks. You get to pick and fight over who's next.
Okay, we talked about it. I'm going to go first.
Okay.
See, we got all prepared for you. My weekly update actually happened on Thursday night. I sometimes have a hard time sleeping, so I have a prescription medication that I take that will help me fall asleep.
Okay.
I took it, and it worked a little bit faster than I was prepared for.
Before I even put the bottle down. Yeah,
really.
Mommy?
I didn't quite make it to my bed in time. So I'm sitting here at my computer talking.
You're not supposed to take it before you go to work. That's the thing. You're supposed to take it right before you go to bed.
Well, see, you know, I was working on that, but it worked in about 5 minutes, and instead of the 15-minute buffer zone that, you know, it normally works in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting here at my computer, and all of a sudden I get, you know, this instant message that pops up on my screen, and I don't remember this happening, but apparently I told this friend of mine, I said, "Wow, your IM words and the timestamps are dancing slowly with each other." Obviously, I was already sleeping while I was sitting upright in front of my computer, and it's usually quite a little bit frightening. And thankfully, my friend realized what was going on, and you know, called me up on the phone and convinced me that I needed to go and get in my bed. And I did not know that this had happened until the next day. So,
Wow,
finding that I was actually sleep talking or awake dreaming or something. It was really a different experience for me.
So what IM are you using? I think we could get some good downloads on that one. If that's a new type of emoticon. It turns your whole sentence into a burst of emotion.
Absolutely. Your IM words and timestamps are dancing slowly with one another. It's great.
All right. Rachel, what do you got for us for your weekly update?
All right. Well, I pretty much have no life, so mine involves Sims.
So my Sim was walking along and I erased the door and no, go ahead.
No, I don't kill my Sim. So I had this young woman who had just returned from college, and I wanted her to have her new boyfriend to move in so that they could get married. And I hate building houses, absolutely hate building houses. I'll download them. I don't mind remodeling a house, but I hate building them. So okay. I'm like, all right, I'll just take off the roof. I'll just take off the roof. Why won't the roof come off? So I go in the forums, and I'm like, I don't understand why this won't come off, and go back and forth. And then someone sent me a link to this tutorial. And I'm reading it, and, like, my face is just sagging as I'm going, no, no, they did not use this to make, no. They used some sort of crazy building cheat code to make this roof that would mean I would have to take the entire lot and, like, jaggedy the whole thing up. It was going to take hours. So thanks to cheating, which you can listen to our most recent episode of Girls Night In to hear how I feel about cheating, I had to move the family because the house was not big enough and rebuild the entire house with a roof that I could edit. It was very frustrating. It took me many hours, but it turned out very nice.
Rachel is vehemently opposed to cheating of any form.
Oh, okay.
Like any form. Don't speed. That's cheating.
I agree.
She gets mean about that.
The only thing I can say is I've been working on a real house, and I wish it was that easy. As frustrated as you were with your game, I wish it was that easy in real life to cheat, a.k.a. and rebuild my house somewhere else with a brand new roof. Because in real life, I have to pay some dude that has a mullet. And if you've listened to the show, you know what that is. It's a mullet that's full all the way around. And I've got to pay him $4,000 to redo my roof. And it's like,
wow.
So,
yep. You could hire Rachel to do it, and she'll do it in the Sims world for you.
Well, maybe she can make my I've been really looking for somebody to make my lawn jaggedy, too. So if you could come on over and work your magic for that. The thing is, my house is not isometric. It is straight on, so you're not going to be able to see the corners and all that kind of stuff. And I don't have the pixels, so if I go in the bathroom, you've got to turn off the PC. You got to close the lid.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, I too have remodeled a real life house, including some roofing. So I feel your pain.
All right, those are our weekly updates. We got a little bit of news, so I might as well get that out of the way. If you haven't yet, go check out our new promos at NLcast.com. We would love for you to play them. If you're interested in an exchange and you are a podcast, I have to add that. Because every time I say, if you want to exchange promos, I get all these businesses that are making a lot of money. And it's like, I'm not making money when you play my promo. But you're making money for me playing yours. That's not fair. So if you're a hobby podcaster like me, and it'd just be an even, clean trade, let's do some promo swapping. I have mentioned the forums in the last couple episodes. The best part of our show is the forums, and we've had a lot of folks from back in the early days of the show come back and join us on the forums, so we're glad to have all of you back. Dagger and G. Smith and Lauren was away, and now she's back, but if you haven't been on the forums yet, you need to go over there and check them out. Truly an awesome, dare I say, family of people. It's clean. It's friendly. We don't allow flaming. We monitor the heck out of it. And it's, we don't even have to really do that anymore. Holy crizzle. That's recording right now. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but it's a wonderful sound. Blah, blah, blah.
I heard static.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We're having a few technical issues, so.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening, but the question is, why?
All right, peeps, we're back, and it's time for this.
It's the featured story.
Yay, it's the featured story. Woo-hoo! All right, we made it. We made it to the feature story. Oh, God. We made it. I can't believe it. Oh, we've had so many technical issues, people. And only the people that are with us live know. So you're missing out if you're just listening on your iPod. Trust me. Mm-hmm. All right. Give me some featured story goodness.
All right. This is Kim, and my featured story involves when I used to go bike riding all the time when I was in high school. My friend Suzanne and I, stalk, suckers. we used to go out every day. We would average probably about 18 miles a day. You know, it kept us in shape. We had a lot of fun. But when we went out, we always had a destination in mind because, you know, biking without a destination and just for exercise, it just wasn't enough incentive for us. So
That's why I don't like merry-go-rounds. Same reason.
Exactly. There's no end point. It's just this big circle that it just doesn't work well. So we would have destinations like, say, the Burger King.
Let's bike 12 miles to the Burger King and get some nuggets. That's awesome.
So we would bike down to the Burger King a couple of towns away, or we would go to the Burger King and then go to the park, you know, a few blocks away from the Burger King. And that was you know, our usual routine. This one day, though, it was raining, so we decided instead of going on the bike trail that we were going to take off and go down the side streets. Now, our normal attire for biking was, say, a T-shirt and spandex biking shorts. Okay? So we're going down the side streets, and we thought it would be more fun because we could hit the puddles and, you know, soak each other, and it just made it a little bit more of an adventure. So the smart people that we were, you know, SMRT smart, we stopped at an old park, and it was one of those old parks that was made out of wood and built out of the 4x4s. Yeah. The wood was old and rotting. I mean, it had been there long before I had even been born.
Mm-hmm.
So I played on it as a child. Now, it had a small wooden structure with a tire swing, and then it had one of those flat metal slides that was all rusty and everything. And next to that was a giant wooden teeter-totter. And you know, I'm Italian. I talk with my hands, so I'm over here brandishing my arms and my hands wildly explaining this to you. So I can feel it. Good. you have to understand, you know. I'm showing you this with my hands. Okay. So it was, you know, this gigantic wooden teeter-totter, and it was made of the same wood. It was only a little bit thinner. Now, the planks that you sat on, they were about, let's say, 2.5 feet wide, and then there were bars to hold on to. But they weren't like the normal bars that, you know, just sit in between your legs and your hands, you know, are down by your knees.
Mm-hmm.
This was a gigantic swoop bar that was about 3 feet high.
Oh, you know, because
so
they specifically, they specifically ordered the swoop bars for those. That's why you have to check a box that says you want the regular kind between your knees or you want the swoop bar. Heck, we're going all out. Let's get the swoop bar. Sorry, go ahead.
Perfect. So, you know, it was one of those teeter-totters that you could use while standing up on opposite ends, as opposed to both of you standing on the same end.
Very cool.
All right, so my friend Suzanne, let me break for a minute and give you a little description of her. She was a big girl, and at the time, she probably doubled me in weight.
Did she wear the husky pants?
Well, she was a little bit bigger on top than she was on the bottom, and she was really tall, so she was just a big girl.
Okay.
So and I was very skinny, very tiny, very petite.
So when she
got on one end of the teeter-totter, in order for me to lift her up to the high end, she'd have to come on the inner side of the bar, so closer towards the center of the teeter-totter. So, you know, we could kind of equal things out a little bit easier. She got bored of this a little bit quicker than I did, and she said so. And I remember looking straight at her while I was on the high end of the teeter-totter, and she started to say this. So she went to step off of the teeter-totter while I'm on the high end.
No.
And it was all like slow motion to me. It was raining, the wood was wet, and I was up very high, probably about 4 feet off the ground, wearing spandex biking shorts. So she started to step off. And as I'm sure a look of horror had to have come over my face, I started to scream. I'm shaking here just thinking about it, to get her to stop. But it was already too late. I started to drop, and it was really fast. I slipped on the wet wood.
Oh.
My butt hit the wet wood, and I slid the rest of the way down the teeter-totter and right into the gravel.
Mm.
She started laughing hysterically. I was laughing and crying at the same time. Laughing because it was funny, but crying because it was funny, and also crying because now I had about 50 splinters all up and down my backside.
Oh, gosh. big old splinters, too.
Oh, yeah, the big old splinters all up and down my backside. So, obviously, the ride home was not pleasant. And
your spandex pants were stapled to your booty.
They were. Then to take those pants off and then to try and get all of the splinters out, yeah, that was quite the task.
Oh.
Needless to say, I have learned my lesson. Do not go and play on old wooden parks while it's raining.
With a husky girl. You can't trust them. They're bitter about being husky. And they will, especially them petite girls, don't be friends with a husky girl.
Yeah.
Because she will beat you down at every opportunity. At least she didn't launch you into the air, like the opposite. Like, I hate this. And she runs up.
Man, that would have been more fun. I could have at least had the chance to land it on my feet rather than on my butt. You know, twisted angle as opposed to 50 splinters in my booty. That would have been preferable.
Do they even make teeter totters anymore? I mean, I don't even think I've seen one recently at a modern day park.
I haven't either.
Yeah, I just,
they're too dangerous.
I guess the stuff we used to play on. My wife and I talk about that. It was like torture rack stuff, and we loved it. Did you guys have a big giant spiral slide that was like three stories up in the air?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh. Those things were so fun. Somebody had to
have. I have to admit that I still go on those. I take my son to the park all the time. I have a 6-year-old, so I take him to the park a lot, and I go down the big twirly slides with him all the time.
I didn't even know they still had those. I guess they'd be tubes now, but back in the day, they were open at the top, and they felt like they were 5 stories in the air. And there was a bar at the top, and you'd do flips over the bar and then land on the slide and then go down. And you know what? We survived. And those honeycomb dome-shaped ice, you know, those climbing things, and they'd have stinking concrete underneath them, you know. But we survived, you know.
We survived, and we came out okay.
Slides that were so fast that you always fell off and fell on a concrete, you know, bottom. I don't know. Now the slides have this nice little landing area, and they have little bumps in them to slow you down.
And it's the extended length at the bottom so that you don't go flying off.
Exactly.
You get a nice jump stop at the end, and you can just drift off.
And they were all made out of metal, and so if you wore little shorts, your legs just seared to the metal down, and you heard this sound like somebody rubbing a naked cat against a wet bathtub. Yeah, that was your legs frying all the way down. Somebody bring the Wesson oil and lube it up next time so we can just get that sizzle going. Yeah, that was parks, man. They don't make them like they used to. All right. Thank you for that awesome featured story. That was good.
Awesome.
It's now Rachel's turn.
Yep. All right. Mine was earlier in life. Mine, I was in fourth grade.
Before
and I
Sims,
have an older
apparently.
What was that?
This was pre-Sims, right?
It was. Okay. Very much so pre-Sims.
I was waiting for the Sims and...
No. I have an older brother. He was a year older than me in school, and we were always like really, really good kids, like annoyingly good. And so one day his friend, and we'll call him Lucifer, decided that he heard about a fight. He decided it'd be a good idea if he and my brother go and watch it. And of course, I was supposed to walk home with my brother, so I went along too. So we're standing, and it's sort of like in an open field, and then behind us there's a bunch of houses. And we're standing there waiting for the fight to happen. And this guy comes out of one of the houses behind us and says, "Hey, you kids, get out of here. I'm going to call the cops."
Please, hear it. Yeah, sorry.
Exactly. So everybody takes off running. Oh, and this is like March in Wisconsin. And so, so we all take off running. And my brother's like 10 times faster than me. He's like halfway down the block. And what do? I hit the... probably about 6-inch by 3-inch piece of ice that's left on the sidewalk and land, as all kids should, on their mouth.
Gosh.
Yeah. And my flute case flew out of my hand and went sliding along the sidewalk, which was what my brother heard that finally got him to stop. Lucifer kept running.
Of course.
And, yeah.
What's the age difference between you and your brother again?
A year.
Okay.
I've never fallen on my mouth. I just want to say that. And but I still feel your pain. Oh, my gosh.
I scraped up my hands and my elbows and everything.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah, on the mouth. And my lip is, like, bleeding profusely.
Dangling from your chin. It's just, I just see it.
Hanging on by a thread.
Your teeth are exposed.
So we start walking towards... Not red Kool-Aid, no. So we start walking towards my dad's work, which was about 4 blocks away, but of course, at that age and in pain, feels like about 6 miles. And my brother's like, don't tell him what we were doing. Just tell him that you fell.
Lie.
Yeah, the only time we're ever doing anything wrong. Don't say. But so we go in, and he was working at a Ponderosa Steakhouse, if you guys know what that is.
Yeah, I used to work at one. Oh, crap. Oh, I hated that. I washed dishes. It was terrible. It's grease. It's all it is. Go ahead. And
yep.
Dishes.
Yeah, so go in. I'm still bleeding profusely, and my dad's eyes just, like, bug out of his head, like, oh, my God, my baby! And so he comes and gets me, and we hop in the car, and we go to the emergency room, and they're looking at me, and they're like, and I always had my two front teeth on the top always overlapped. And mm-hmm. So they're looking at me, they're going, yeah, I think her lip will be okay, no need for stitches. They're like, have her teeth always been like that? And my dad and my brother are like, oh, yeah, they've always been like that.
That's nice.
So, yeah. So
they've always looked like she's fell on her face, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So kind.
So they bandaged me up, and we head home, and my mom had gotten us some popsicles and stuff, because that was the only thing I could eat. And I was supposed to sleep over at a friend's house that night, but I couldn't. Mm. Anyway, so I'm like, by eating the popsicle, I'm like, oh, my God, that hurts so bad. And they're like, no, it's just keep it on there. It'll be okay. Oh, man, it just hurts. So my mom comes over and looks at me. She goes, I had chipped off the part of the tooth that was overlapping. And, yeah, my brother and my dad didn't notice.
Oh, wow.
Okay, we got to stop. I am so freaking out. I have the jibblies so bad.
You do this to me all the time when I'm listening. So.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so it was like the nerve exposed and poking out. And
I'm going to go into
your
tears.
Nerve was poking out and saying hi to everybody.
Oh, it hurts so bad. So the next day, they got me into the dentist, and I have a, like, porcelain fake part of that tooth there.
Wow.
Okay.
That's what happens when you're bad kids.
I hate you, Rachel.
Okay, good. I'm sorry.
Go, Rachel.
You found my weakness. Man, oh, God. We were at church the other day at staff meeting, and this lady's talking about, doing the prayer request thing, right? And this lady's like, you got to pray for Ethel because she has this open wound on her leg, and it's draining, and they're draining it, and they're draining it, and it's black, and they're draining it. And I'm just like, I'm freaking out. And there's other of my friends that know I just can't handle that kind of stuff at all because I imagine it and just live it and like I'm licking it and stuff. It's just all over me, the pus and the blackness.
Okay, now you're making me cry.
Yeah, see, that's what my life is like. And they're looking at me. They're like, hey, check him out. And, she kept saying draining and pus over and over. And I'm like, God, just heal the lady already for the love. God, so.
Well, hey, if you like mouth stories, I got a quick one for you. Mm. I was 3 years old and walking along the back flower bed against a chain link fence at my parents' house, obviously. And I slipped on a piece of concrete along the flower bed and hung myself on my gums on the chain link fence. I had about 23 stitches all along my upper gums at 3 years old. This is great because I can see James right now, so the impact of this story is fantastic for me.
Dang it, I need to be running stick cam. I didn't want to take up all the bandwidth, though.
Cam, can you just finish the show? I'm going to go. Oh, my gosh. That's like Skinner on Hot Fuzz when he's hanging from the spindle of the steeple at the end. He's like, I'm going to need some ice cream. I just, That's okay.
High-pitched. My face is stuck to the chain link fence.
You got little divots. And then there's little, no, I can't go there. Okay, stop, James. It's okay. Okay, I had a friend who was from Canada, and he was in the shower, and he fell, and he hit his top teeth on the side of the stool, the toilet, when he fell, and it literally jammed all of his teeth up into his head, like halfway, like so they were just shorter teeth, and they literally had to bend his top of his face up over his eyes and stuff and fix it all, and he described it to me. I'm able to say this only because I'm looking intently at a light bulb and studying the way the 60 watts and 120 volts are shining on my face right now. So I don't think about it. But, oh, man, I'm going to have to struggle to find a title for this show.
You think so?
Yeah, it might. You know the one we did where it was titled "We Hate Amy." I think it's going to be "We Hate Rachel."
Oh,
and Kim,
we hate the girls' night in.
This is just pain and suffering. That's probably what this one's going to be called because it was about That's splinters. Good. It was about what? I blocked it from my mind already. No, it was about you falling on your face. Gosh. Anyway, okay, I'm okay. It's okay. They can't just sit here. People are tired of hearing me freak out. All right, it's time for... Whoa! It's time for some of this.
Up next, news, E, and V mail.
Except for the news. We've already done that. Here we go. We've got a few emails, quite a few. I always hate not doing a live show because we get backed up. But this is from Connie, and she sponsored our show, so she basically paid her way in. So here we go. When we first moved into our house, Jonzo and I did quite a bit of the painting and wiring ourselves. Actually, Jonzo wired and painted, and I kept the kids out of the way. So we got paint in huge quantities in big 5-gallon jugs, and for some reason we were both upstairs, and my 2-year-old and my 4-year-old were downstairs with the paint buckets. My 4-year-old suddenly screams, "Oh my gosh, my sister fell in the paint bucket!" And we're having images immediately of the warning signs on the side of the bucket where the kid is upside down, face down, drowning. We run up there, and instead of face down, my daughter was hiney first, legs and arms and head sticking up out of the top of the bucket. It took 10 minutes for my heart rate to go down, and we finally started laughing at it after she was pulled safe and sound from the bucket. So I guess you can take that as a heads up too, James. Watch the paint buckets with Jenna around. Well, you know what, Konzo, when you're using oil-based paints, kids are nowhere in sight. And luckily we are still living in our townhome, and I'm the one over there by myself with nothing but my iPod. And... listening to.
So what happens if you fall into the bucket of paint and start flailing your arms? Is there nobody going to come and run and help you with it?
You know what? The moment I fall into a paint bucket, butt first, and I fit, I start praising my savior because I have suddenly lost about 150 pounds. So, yeah. All right, here we go. This is from Sarah. Hey, this is Michael Case's... Oh, Stalkers. Dang, he's dead. Dang him. Michael C. I went through all these things last week to not say his name, and there he is. All right, this is Michael's little sister, Sarah. You guys will remember a couple weeks ago, Michael left this amazing little note for his little sister. So this is her response. I wanted to say that I heard my brother's dedication thing on the podcast, and you said right after that I might be crying when I heard it. Well, sadly, I didn't cry, but I did tear up. Well, sweetie, that's crying.
Okay.
Just because, it's anyway. When I heard it, I happened to be walking into Taco Bell, and I didn't want to go cry when I had to order tacos. Okay. If you're eating at Taco Bell, you need to cry more. I'm telling you. You need to start crying the moment you think of it. But I just wanted to see if I could tell my big brother that I love you too, and I miss the smookums out of him. I don't think I'm allowed to say that on this show. Smookums. It's not even a real word.
That's a soundbite right there coming out of James' mouth.
Schmookums. He says, I miss the smookums out of him when I'm gone to college, too. I remember when Michael first moved out of the house. I was 13 or 14, and he was 18 or 19. And I was thinking in my head, yay, I don't have to share a bathroom anymore. And I thought it was going to be great. I was going to feel like an only child and all that stuff. Yeah, because only children are so well-balanced and happy. Try being raised by one. But in fact, that wasn't the case at all. The first night he was gone, I was walking into my room and I saw his room next door empty, as if nobody had even lived in it at all. Posters were gone, bed was gone, dresser, everything. And right then I started to cry my eyes out. I just realized that my brother, my only brother, my best friend, who I've known all my life, doesn't live with me anymore. And although he only moved about 10 minutes away across town, it seemed like he was millions of miles away. Even now, as I'm writing this, I start to cry because I still miss my little brother. Michael's crying, too. Michael is boohooing right now. He's wiping his eyes. He's pausing the podcast. I know he is at work, and I know where he lives, and I know his friends. She sounds like a stalker, not a sister. And I know where you work. I know where you live. I know where he hangs out at. Ooh, it's getting eerie now at this point. But it's not the same when I don't see him every day, every night. And when he comes home from school and he picks on me, you see, it may seem like that he will miss me more when I leave, but in fact, I will miss him tons more. There's truly no better relationship than between a little sister and a big brother. And anyway, she says, I love you, Michael. You're my best friend, my big brother. And by the way, James, I spilled out my heart on this email, and you made me cry, so I think I deserve a Nobody's Listening button. Yes, you do. And she sent me her address, so I'm going to send her a button. So that was just
James,
touching.
I have another idea for you.
Yeah, what?
For merch, you could, you know, have a Nobody's Listening box of tissue, because there's been lots of tears for pain, for
dude, I needed them
for
today.
This general emotional upset right now, and I think we're all going to need it to blow our noses after
this.
Well,
we
episode.
Could call the box of tissues Nobody's Sniffling, and
there you go.
You could have it in case you've got the sniffles. Okay, yeah. Let's do a couple more. Neil wrote, hey, James and guest host and or David, no such luck. I love the podcast and have been listening since episode 4. Anyway, my story takes place in the summer in San Jose, California. Stuckers! It was like 10 a.m. Me and my friend were sitting around my front lawn bored out of our minds. Then Alex... Oh, this is really good. It's just written bad. Here we go. We're bored out of our minds. One of my friends, Alex, says that we should dress up as robbers and pretend to rob old ladies' houses. Or random people on the streets. Okay, that sounds like a Jack Handy thing that I heard one time. Me and my older friend Ryan say that that's the dumbest idea we heard, and we went inside to think about something else to do. Alex left saying that they were actually going to do it. So later that day, me and Ryan were walking back from this arcade in front of the guy's house, and he's wearing sunglasses and wearing a hoodie down over his head, and he's looking all suspicious, and we're like, holy mess, the idiot decided to finally do it, and he's going to pretend like he's going to rob us. So we run up to him, and we start making fun of him and roughhousing him, and suddenly he looks up, and we're like, what the heck? We're like, oh, crap, because this is the wrong person. It's not our friend at all. and to make it worse, the guy had a skin condition, and that's why he was wearing the hoodie and the big glasses, so he wouldn't get sunburned.
No.
And then I was like, I didn't know what to say. I was so embarrassed. So I'm like, don't report us. Don't call the cops for assault. It was an accident. I'll buy you dinner. Do you want to me to walk with you and talk with you and be your friend? And the guy just freaked out and ran away. And on top of all that, when we called Alex that night, he said he had been watching us from his room the entire time as we assaulted the stranger. And the moral and he didn't even stop to tell him. He just watched it happen. So the moral of the story is, don't assault random strangers on the street. Duh. That's why I love
there
having
my plan for the evening.
Yeah, you're going to have to make new plans. Anyways, I hope you like the story. Keep up the good work. That's why I love having middle schoolers listening to my show, because they do the dumbest things. Ugh. That could be a great show. You know, they had the kids say the darndest things. We could have middle schoolers do the darndest things or the dumbest things.
That'd be a great show.
I think it would. I'd watch it. Hey,
wait, isn't that called YouTube?
I think it's Stickam. Hey, James, this is Emily. Unless this makes this in the recycle bin, then I hope I hear it on the show. You know that dude from the pirate movies with the eye that always falls out? Yes, I do, actually. He's a good guy. Well, I have a fake left eye. And when I was younger, see, you guys are afraid to laugh. You got all quiet.
We know Emily, so...
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, she's a listener from our show.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
Anyway. Go on, man. You go on.
I have I can't say anything now. No. I have a fake left eye. When I was younger, it used to always fall out. One time I was watching watching TV, and my brother and sister were eating popcorn. My parents came downstairs and told me that I didn't have my eye. That's so odd. I was reading this, and I was like, how would you not know? How'd you not know? I don't know. But the doctor told us to check my poop. to see if what? I had eaten it. Apparently, she was really small at this time. She's very, very young. I hope she was.
I would hope.
So anyway, they found the eye in the trash can. Apparently, my brother had thrown it away. So I'm still, I'm still waiting for him to tell me he did it purposefully. I'm sorry if that sucked, Emily. Emily, you are my hero. If I knew you in real life, I would bow and worship your eye. That's all I got to say. I don't know anybody that has a weird eye. I'm not a weird eye. Oh God, a fake eye. a fake eye. That it's not cool about it. Like my friend who has one leg and he's cool about it. So, Emily, you're obviously really cool with it, and that's cool. I would like to hold it for a while. If you were my friend, I would hold it for you. And so the typewriter is back, so it's awesome. All right, anyway, those are our emails for today. We do have a couple of voicemails, and let's listen to those real quick. We only have two, so bear with me. They're very worth it. Here's Caleb, a.k.a. The Real McCoy. With a question.
Hello, nobody's listening. This is The Real McCoy, a.k.a. Caleb. Let's see. Where was I? Oh, anyway. James, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Who is that guy who does all the bumpers and intros? Like, it's time for News and Beware. Because he sounds black, and I know, so I know it can't be you, because you seem to be, like, one of the whitest guys I know. So, who is it? Please, tell us. And Parker, call in more.
Amen. Bye. Amen. Parker, you do need to call in more. Okay, so he's asking about our bumper guy, the guy that does the intros and all that kind of stuff. Basically, that fella is a guy that I work with, and he does radio stuff on the side and has done it in the past. He used to do a radio show full time, and he's a friend of mine. I'm actually going to try to get him on the show, and he is in fact a giant black man, which explains why he has sounds like a giant black man. So and it's cool because I'm one of the few podcasts with a giant black man on my show, so it's a great thing. I love it. And his name's Ray, and so the stalkers can get him now. This is another one, I think, from a friend of you guys, so listen up, ladies. Here we go.
Hi, James, Kim, and Rachel. This is Brent Irwin from the Brent and Sky Show over at www.brentandsky.com. Before I start, I just want to say that Kim and Rachel are awesome, and everyone should go check out their show. It rocks. Now, James, a bunch of times you say that MySpace is the trailer park of the Internet.
And it is.
So I met a new friend. He was a new person who came to our school a couple of weeks ago. And we were talking and stuff, and we started to talk about the Internet. And he was talking about his MySpace page. And I said something about how MySpace was the trailer park of the Internet and that Facebook was so much better. And it turns out that he lives in a trailer park, and so I really hated this new friend that I had, and that was really embarrassing, but it's funny now that I think about it. So, all right, hope you have a good show. Bye-bye.
Oh, man, we're having a better show thanks to your email. No, you know what, the only thing I could tell you, young lady, is you do not have to be too embarrassed, because people that live in trailer parks, they know.
Brent is a young man.
Oh, it is a boy.
Yes, Brent is a young man.
Good God.
Now aren't you embarrassed?
For like the ninth time on this show, yes. Absolutely. All right, Brent, you're going to have to call in. You're going to be like, hey, before you begin. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I called you a chick. I do it all the time. I call girls guys all the time. And it happens.
It's hard. I'm not going to lie to you. I've made the mistake myself.
Gosh. What's really bad is, like I've said 100 times, I work with kids, and these little black boys sometimes will come in with their ponytails, their little pigtails, and they look so cute. And I'm like, how you doing, sweetie? And they look at me really strange, and I realize, you're a dude. You have to go to another church. Sorry. Because there's no recovering from that. Sorry. I'm never going to be able to. You're never going to trust me again because I just called you sweetie. Now I'm a perv. Anyway, what I was going to say is you don't have to be too embarrassed, dude, dude. You don't have to be too embarrassed, dude, because people know they live in trailer parks, and I don't know anybody that lives in a trailer park that is particularly proud of it, and they're trying to get out of it as much as possible. My mom used to live in a trailer park, and she got out, and so don't worry about that. Just pat them on the back and tell them everything's going to be okay, and it'll be fine. I used to live in a trailer park across from this dog that lived in the middle of the road, and he knew nobody was going to hit him, so he wouldn't move. And I kept telling myself every day, I'm going to hit him. I'm going to do it. I'm going to teach him a lesson. But the problem was he wouldn't really learn a lesson. He would just die. So I couldn't do it. Just on the whole cheating thing, like Rachel's dealing with, it's mm-hmm. just like, what's the point of proving you wrong if you never lived to know I was right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyway, I think that's it. Let me see. We've got lots of other emails and stuff like that, but if you didn't hear it this week, guys, I do try to get through most of them, unless your email was just not up to par. But just keep listening. You know, they know it. When they send me something that's misspelled, I can't handle it.
Come on, people. Strive to be better.
That's right. And put paragraphs. Put paragraphs in. There's an enter button, and it adds air to your sentence, and it doesn't look like a wall of words. And it's
easier to pick up and follow if you look away from the screen for a moment.
Yes, no joke. So we do need to give away a button. So every show we give away a button to somebody that sent in a great email or a voicemail. And so at this point, let's plan on doing that. What are you guys thinking? You guys do get a vote. We
I,
read
I'm
something
thinking
from...
I think you need to give one to Brent because he called him a woman.
That's what I was going to say, too. And plus, he's my number one stalker. He's been stalking me the longest.
Well, then you send him a button, but I can't do it. I always send them buttons based on the content of the quality of their content, not how stupid I am, because that's a given. I'd be giving myself buttons every week to everybody that listened because I'm so dumb. All right, so we had Connie with the kid stuck in the paint bucket. We had Sarah, who made us all cry. She doesn't get another button. She's already getting one. We had Neil, who assaulted a random guy with a skin condition. And then we had Emily.
Who nearly ate her eyeball.
Yeah, I'm voting Emily because she not only had good content, but I called her eye weird, and I didn't mean to.
I can support
that. So isn't that sort of on the same line of why you wouldn't give Brent one?
Yeah, but yeah. I liked her story.
Oh, okay.
First.
I didn't like Brent. I got it.
Oh, my gosh, Brent.
Honey, you're on the line with two women. We can twist things.
I know. I wanted to say this before the show, and I didn't. But I wanted to say, please don't trip me up with your unknowable woman ways. Because I knew I was raised by my mom and two sisters most of my life, and I still don't understand yet. And I just know to hold you in awe and respect and just nod in the right places. But with
Very
audio,
good.
I can't do that. I have to keep talking. And so, but no, this was a blast. This was a lot of fun. I'm just going to go ahead and say, Emily, unless you guys have any other suggestions or offerings or insults to hurl my way.
No, hers was good.
Okay.
Yeah. Emily was good.
You know what would be really cool? And this might be crossing the line, but the buttons are really small, about the size of an eyeball.
Oh, no. No, he's not doing that.
If you could send me a picture, Emily, with that button in there, you would be my hero for life. For stinking life. And it would get dug like nobody's stinking business. So... Anyway, see, I had to get y'all back for your stinking teeth on the fence and your all your pain stories. I heard
she's in the chat room right now saying that she's going to do it.
Yes! Oh! See, it is a man show after all, dadgummit. Yes! Yeah. Emily just got man points. Yes!
Wow.
Okay,
so you're calling a man a woman, and you're calling a woman
I didn't call her a
man.
Woman, but I just...
No, you're giving her man points.
Man points,
okay.
Are men...
Spreading out the testosterone.
It's
now.
Respect.
It.
It's respect. It's man's respect.
Oh.
It's not actual...
So that's something to strive for, is being a man? I'm just giving you a hard time.
I'm trying a little bit more every day myself. It's not working out too well. All right, we got to get out of here. As much as I'm enjoying it, good Lord, we're gonna have to cut it short, unfortunately, because the simple truth is nobody's listening. It's true. That's why you can say anything you want, just about PG and under.
Just about, unless you're a man on the line with two women. Then you get in trouble.
Call you on.
You do realize when you get me, I pretend to be embarrassed because I lived this my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So I just do it so you can feel better.
So the flushed cheeks on the camera here, that's you're good at pretending.
Hey, James, an unknown guest host. This is Jordana, Zombie Parade on the Forums. I was reminded of this story when I listened to Alana's story on episode 52. So when I was much younger in school, we would get a bunch of classes in the auditorium, and people would sing and do whatever. One day I found out that this boy had a crush on me and was going to sing me a song. Well, that day I was really not feeling good at all. So it's the middle of the song, and he's looking at me to see my reaction, and what do? I throw up. I'm pretty sure he thought it was because his song was just that horrible. Let's just say that didn't go over too well. So, 2 weeks later, when he finally chooses to speak to me again, he picks the perfect day to do it. Of course, I'm not feeling good again. So he comes over, and before he can get out two words, to my horror and his, I throw up very nearly on him. Yeah, I never saw him again. Love the podcast. Keep it up. Bye.
Hey, guys. It's G. Smith. First off, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy 1 year and 50th episode anniversary, and Merry Christmas. It feels great to be back, and first off, why not come back and have a story? So, here's one of my own stories. What happened was, my friend and I were down by the river. We have this huge river that goes down by our backyard, and I invited my friend over, we were both down there, and once we were done exploring and stuff, we were like, okay, it's time to go back up. So we started going, and there's this huge dirt mound. Go figure. So I go, and my friend goes, "Hey, Mark, why don't we just go around?" I go, "Do you want to be boring, or do you want to go up? Because this wasn't just little. This was huge. It was what separated the river from my house." So I started climbing this thing, and I didn't know at the time that bees could make nests underground. So I step into the mound, and after this whole little part falls, I see this swarm of bees fly at my face. I start freaking out. They get in my shirt, and they start stinging me. I throw off my shirt, start running around, and we run all the way back to my house. My friend only got 2 stings. I got 12. The rest of the day, I'm stuck in my house having ice packs on my back, my face, and I think I'd chew my legs. So that wasn't exactly very fun, but it was pretty funny at that. It's fun to laugh about after. So I thought you guys were going to kick out of that, and can't wait to keep hearing you guys. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, nobody's listening. Podcast. This is a listener, a new listener. And I heard in episode 47, my son, who is alias M, a new listener, and this is M's mom. And now I know the story about the penknife and your friends, and the reason why I know it, because guess what? Nobody's listening. Thank you. Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.